Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a good show for you today. We're going to be speaking with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas, and the topic is quite interesting because it's phrased as a question. What kind of real estate investor do you want to be? Because you have options, many options. And Kevin is going to walk us through those options and answer that question with regard to what type of real estate investor you want to be or can be. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Lewis.
So this is a great question, and it's a broad one with many answers. So I'm going to let you dive right into this because I know there are multiple answers and options available to the first-time or would-be real estate investors. So go ahead and walk us through those steps.
Yeah, it is a great question, Lewis, especially for that part-time or new investor or that weekend investor, you know, someone who's looking to stick their toe in the water and start to engage in, you know, residential real estate investment, but they may be kind of scratching their head and wondering, well, how do I start and what do I do and what should I put my focus towards? And the good news about investing in residential real estate is that you've got some options and you can kind of tailor your approach to, you know, what appeals to you and what works for you and what fits for you. And specifically what I mean is you can really look at three areas. You can first look at your personal interests. What do you enjoy doing? You may be the type of person who likes to swing a paintbrush or a hammer. Well, that may direct you a certain way in your real estate investing, which I'll explain more in a minute. Look at your investing objective, number two. Are you someone who's looking to create long-term wealth through long-term cash flow and equity gains? Or are you someone whose objective is to generate very short-term profits or short-term gains? Well, that will also influence then how you want to proceed with your part-time investing. And I'll talk more about that. And then finally, number three, you should look at your resources that you have available to you and that you have access to. And some of these resources are things like time, capital, or money. The resources you have in terms of your ability or access to distressed or discounted properties. And the accessibility that you have to resources like a good network, whether that network is buyers of properties, sellers of properties, or even those who can help you fix and maintain properties. So your resources will also impact kind of how you want to proceed and proceed successfully as a part-time real estate investor. And then once you kind of evaluate all those, you'll find your niche. And so a little bit about what I mean by your niche. And today, in our limited time, we're going to focus on three specific types of investors. And they're very fundamental investors types, and there's many other types that we won't cover today. They're a little more advanced and maybe beyond what the part-time investor is interested in. But let's focus on the three fundamental types of investors that you might find yourself interested in or becoming once you evaluate your interests, your objectives, and your resources. And as we talk about these three, as a Homevestor franchisee here in Dallas and a full-time real estate investor, I've experienced all three of these. I do all three of these types of investment today. However, when I started as a part-time investor, I started with just one of these types of investment. And that is our first investor type, and that's the buy-and-hold investor. And this is really just a fancy way of saying a landlord, a person who buys properties, residential real estate, with the intent and the objective of buying them, fixing them up, and then renting them out to tenants over the long term. You know, this is not a short-term transaction. This is a very long-term engagement where you buy the house and you keep it for a matter of years. And you create wealth and income by placing tenants in those properties and collecting monthly rent. But the investor, and it's the buy and hold, and we'll dive in a little more in a minute here. Secondly, depending on your interest, your objective, and your resources, you may find that you want to be a rehabber. And that is really just, that's that person you see on those Saturday afternoon TV shows all around the U.S., which are so popular now. Those are those folks, the husband and wife couples, who are out there fixing and flipping properties, buying real estate, single-family residences, going in and remodeling them and fixing them up and placing them on the retail market with a realtor and selling them. They're rehabbing them, they're fixing them, they're flipping them. But for the sake of our discussion today, we'll call that a rehabber. And we'll dive in a little more there, too. And then finally, the third type we'll talk about today is the wholesaler. And this may be the type that the average part-time investor is least familiar with. So I want to share some things with you about the wholesaler. But the wholesaler is basically somebody who is buying residential real estate at a deep discount and quickly selling them as is for cash, typically, or hard money. But the most important thing to remember with the wholesaler is they're not investing a lot of time or money in the properties. They're finding them deep enough and buying them deep enough or discounted enough that they can quickly sell them, typically to another investor, off market, not on a multiple listing service, typically for cash, not using any type of formal funding. And we'll talk a little bit more about the wholesaler. This may be the least likely option for a part-time investor, but we'll talk about that and you'll understand why. And then these are, like I mentioned, these are the three fundamental types of real estate investing for the part-time investor. There's so many other ways to get into real estate investing, but we'll save some of those. Some of those include seller financing or hard money lending or note buying or subject to buying. Those are all very valid real estate investment techniques or approaches, but they are also very advanced. And I don't recommend them for the part-time investor or the new investor or the weekend investor. Those are a different topic for a different time for a different audience. So with that being said, let's look at these three types of investors. Now that you've kind of figured out what you enjoy or your interest, your objectives, and your resources, let's see where you fit into one of the three buckets: buy and hold, rehabber, or wholesaler. Let's talk buy and hold first. This is how I started as a part-time real estate investor. I had a full-time career. I wanted to start investing in real estate, and I decided to become a buy and hold investor. I started buying properties, and I bought them right off the multiple listing service, or MLS, using a realtor. I fixed them up, and I put tenants in them. And I still hold those properties today, even in my life as a HomeVestor franchisee and a full-time investor. The pros of the buy-and-hold investor: excellent way for long-term wealth creation. And what this means is that buy-and-hold investor enjoys a nice monthly cash flow, first of all, from the rent they collect. Once they pay off their expenses, they pocket the cash flow as their monthly profit or income. And this is over a long term. They also enjoy monthly equity gains, meaning that tenant who's occupying that property is paying down that mortgage every month, paying the principal payment. That equity is ultimately that landlord's or that buy and hold investor. They'll capture that equity when they sell the property. And then that investor is also doing a nice job of gaining equity as that property appreciates over time due to market conditions. So great way for long-term wealth creation, and also a great way for the passive investor, which may be most appealing to the part-time investor. They don't have a lot of time. They can't be real hands-on. I'll buy a rental property, and I will get a tenant in there, and I'll focus on collecting that monthly cash flow and gaining that monthly equity. Cons are you got to manage these rental properties. You can do it yourself or you can pay somebody. But the old adage of you're now taking on tenants and toilets, that can create problems and it can create headaches. Not always, but you need to be aware of that with buy and hold investing. It's also going to require some capital. You're probably going to have to put 20% down on that property and maybe invest a little here and there in upkeep and maintenance. So be prepared for some cash outlays. And finally, it's not a get-rich-quick option either. That is a slow wealth-gaining approach to investing when you're a buy-and-hold investor. Secondly, that rehabber, maybe this is your bucket. This is that fix-and-flip person you see on TV over the weekend. Now, the pros of this approach is this may be great for you if you like to swing a hammer on the weekends or evenings or a paintbrush, et cetera, or if you like the whole transformational process of fixing up a house and making it nice again. Financially, it's a great way to maximize profits and gains through rehabbing properties, buying distressed real estate, fixing it, and selling it on the market for its maximum market value. You're going to maximize your profits in a very short term, not in streams of cash or long-term cash flow, but in immediate clumps of cash, so to speak, or profit when you sell that house. The other benefit here is you don't necessarily need a real big network of people, investors to buy your house because you're going to sell it on the market. And you can often find these properties on the MLS, so you often don't need a lot of real creative ways to find good properties to flip. You can find them on the open retail market. Be careful, though. Time investment here. You're going to be working on this property, and if you're not doing the work yourself, you're going to be managing the contractors who do, and it's going to take a lot of time to fix it and market it. You have also got some cash investment here, purchasing the property, rehabbing the property. So be prepared to tie up some cash while you own the property. And there's risk. I guarantee you, you will be fixing and paying for something that you never dreamed you would. Whether it's a roof, an air conditioner, a toilet, or a tub, it's going to happen. So be prepared and do your due diligence properly before buying a fix and flip property. And finally, let's look at the wholesaler. Like I said earlier, this is probably the least realistic or appealing to a part-time investor. The wholesale buys properties very deep, discounted, quickly sells them for cash without doing any work to them typically. Maybe a mow the yard, clean up the house, but that's about it. And they're selling typically to other investors. The pros on this, short-term gains, you can make money very quickly by buying it. You're not spending a lot of time rehabbing it and then selling it to an investor who will do the rehab work or keep it as a rental. And there's an aspect of this called assignments that we can talk at a different occasion where you can literally buy properties no money down, assign them to other investors, and make a nice profit that way. One thing you got to watch for on wholesaling, and this is why it's probably the least popular avenue of investment for a part-time investor, you've got to have access to properties at a deep discount. You're probably not going to find these on the MLS or multiple listing service or on the retail market. You need to have access through maybe some personal marketing efforts that you're doing, that, you know, I buy houses for cash, in order to get properties that you can buy deep enough and still sell them to other investors quickly and still have enough meat on the bone, so to speak, for that other investor to make a profit, whether they choose to rehab it or they choose to rent it. The other challenge for a part-time investor or a passive investor with the wholesaling approach is you really need a good network of buyers. You need to have investors that you've worked with and you've gained their trust, and they know that you buy good properties, price them well, and then you have the ability to market them to those investors, make those investors aware of them so that they can purchase them from you. These are different buyers than you'd get off the traditional retail market or off that multiple listing service. They're looking to buy quickly for cash as is, and you need to have access to those investors since they're not typically visibly walking the street looking for properties. These are people you develop in relationships with over time. Bottom line, whatever your interest may be, what you enjoy, whatever your objective may be, whether it's short-term or long-term gains, or whatever your resources are, time and capital, access to properties and buyers, think about those and then determine which of these three buckets you fit into, whether it's buy and hold, wholesaler, or rehabber. You can be the investor that you want to be based on your interests, your objectives, and your resources.
Great points, Kevin. And as always, a fresh approach and a new approach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.